Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Going on, welcome back.
Happy Wednesday, guys.
Gosh, can you believe it? It's hot finally. It's June. It's like 25 degrees.
Summer really is coming to play now. I'm really proud of it.
Today, because it's like really rainy, but it's still hot and humid.
Yeah.
It's like Miami,
Florida,
tropical vibes. Mm. You know, hair getting fuzzy.
Yeah,
almost tornado
season. Hurricane season.
Honestly, I like going out. I remember when we were in Miami when it was like raining. It's kind of hot. We got in flip flops, kind of just like, oh, the rain, but it's still
the
hot.
Hair feels fuck.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
I like
Miami
the tropical rain.
Miami was a good
rains.
Time. Maybe we should go back.
We must return.
Like, we went to Miami and we just did it so fucking wrong.
No, but like we were like, how old were we?
19.
We just had no clue.
Stupid bitches.
We just picked a hotel. We didn't Google it. We're actually stupid.
Well, but we did.
Why didn't we go to LA? That's my question as well.
We'd been.
No, we hadn't. Not then, no. Because we looked back.
Why did we do that?
That was like our first big holiday. Yeah, we did. We hadn't been to LA yet.
Are we stupid?
Yeah, we're silly.
What is wrong with
us? I don't know.
We wanted to also go to Portugal, but never mind.
Mm-mm. Never mind, hey.
Never mind. If any of you managed to sneak a little Portugal trip in...
We commend you.
I commend you and I'm jealous.
You see, you've got to act fast.
You've got to act fast. That's
you know,
what we've learned now from
learned.
Boris's actions. I'm going to act fast.
The next thing on the green list, we're there.
Mm.
You best
Greece,
believe...
Please.
Mykonos, dear Lord, Heavenly Father, amen. Mm.
Amen.
I mean, please, when is it? I want to go fucking Positano.
I know you do, darling.
Like, I want to go Sorrento.
I know, me too.
I want to eat
I'm right there with you.
I love it. Pasta for lunch, pizza for dinner,
big
fat ice cream. Mm, croissants
big
for
fat
breakfast.
Ice cream.
Your belly is always just full. There's just not a moment of stillness in your belly. It's constantly digesting
in the
food.
Summer, went to Italy for about 10 days. And for that whole 10 days, I did not once feel a hunger pain.
Yeah, I was
full for 10 days.
You know when usually you wake up, you're like, oh, I'm ravenous.
No, absolutely
ravenous.
Not.
Absolutely
I was still digesting last night's meal.
But yet, we'd then consume more. Looking back, I mean, it wouldn't change it for a word.
Wouldn't change it at all.
I mean, that's
we rolled
just how
out of there in style.
Absolutely. It's all about the rolling.
Mm.
Absolutely. Not a workout in sight either.
Absolutely not.
God.
Anyway, it's
right.
The single files, guys.
You know, we've almost been doing these for a year. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. What
does everyone want just want
to
like deep how long that's actually been now?
We've actually been single for, okay, so
for pretty much
in
a year
about
now.
A month. We've got like one more month and then we'll have been single.
Actually,
we'll have been single for a whole year.
We're like fully fledged professionals. Like, this is our life.
Do you know what?
Like, you know, at the beginning it was like new. This is like fully professional.
Do you know what I'm even finding now? Like, I don't even get that nervous for first dates anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
which
wow.
is incredible.
So I feel like we see loads of messages from you guys. It's like, oh, like, how to not be nervous,
like,
blah, blah, blah,
right,
blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Honestly, the more you go on, the easier it gets.
It's true.
Because
it's
you
true.
Just kind of go in with that attitude of being like, oh, like, it's fine. Like, so what? Like, if I don't like them, like, it's fine. I just have a nice evening
you
with this person.
You develop this, like, attitude towards
yeah.
it. It's not the end of the world.
Like,
it's
almost,
not everything
like,
as well.
You
it's
almost,
like,
just take it for what it is. And, like, if
yeah.
you almost go in with, like, lower expectations,
yeah. but also,
you can only then be like, oh, that was really
I think
good.
As long as you go in with it just knowing that, look, this could be shit, this could be really good.
Yeah.
I'm just here to have a good time. I've showed up.
Either way, I've got ready to spend my night with this
either
person.
Either way, I'm excited to get to know this person and just see where it goes. It's not like, is this guy my husband? It's not like as intense and like scary as I think we all make it out in our heads.
The more you go on, I found it's got so many. When I think back to like a first date that I went on like months ago, I was so fucking nervous. And like days before, I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
I remember our very first date back on the scene. Honestly, we could not sleep the night before.
We woke up. We were in the same bed. We woke up, alarm went off at 8 o'clock. And we were like, oh my fucking God, it's date day. And we were like, oh my God.
The anxiety I had in my chest. My heart didn't stop beating all day.
We were so nervous.
Until I got there. But then you get there and you're fucking fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like, so... It's just
and now
it's
not even phasing us. We've really come a long way.
It's the unknown. That's what it is. It's the unknown. It's foreign, isn't it? Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Question of the week.
Which is a bit, well, one of you guys just like dropped this in the little box we asked and saying that for them, seeing guys drink cocktails gives them the ick. And I read this and I thought, I feel like this is pretty common.
I feel like it's common.
Yeah, I feel like some girls would look at a guy with a little, you know, porn star martini and do a little gag.
Yeah.
Right? But... only 10% of you said...
Oh, we're mature today, girls.
So we're being
mature.
So only 10% of you said it gives you the ick, but 90% of you said no.
Has anyone responded?
Let me see.
Because I don't agree with it. It doesn't give me the ick.
Yeah.
But there's something quite feminine about a guy drinking a cocktail. And I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
But to me... Well, maybe I'm just got the wrong point of view, but to me, I feel like cocktails are like feminine drinks.
I think...
I don't think it gives me the ick.
I think it's quite sexy.
Oh!
I think it's quite sophisticated and it's like they're very secure in them. Like, it's just like...
Right, that's what I mean. They're very secure in themselves.
I think it is quite sexy. Like, oh, I'll have a... Because you know what I find really sexy?
What?
Lorna Lux's husband.
Mr. Lux.
They always have like, they have like the fucking really strong cocktails together. Like, you know, what are the like pure, just like, it's just like vodka and an olive. What's that?
I mean, like.
What is that one where it's just literally vodka and an olive?
They
shake like vodka and it's literally vodka and a martini glass and a fucking olive.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Anyway, they always have them together. I think it's so sexy.
Oh, that's
and like,
really
I want
nice.
To be that couple one day.
Usually when I go on dates, guys have got cocktails. I don't see a problem with it.
I think it gives me the ick.
I can maybe see why it gives some girls the ick, but I don't think I'm not offended by that.
I think it would be good because if he gets one cocktail, you get another cocktail. You can try more cocktails.
You can try more cocktails.
Because sometimes I make such bad cocktail decisions. Mm. I think we're really shit with our cocktail decisions.
No, I know what I like now. I know that when I get cocktails, I'm very like fussy with alcohol, guys. I only go for vodka-based drinks.
Right, that's interesting.
Rum, no. Gin,
but Sophia,
no. Anything else,
you need to open your mind.
No, but I've tried.
Because when I was at that place last weekend, I had this watermelon fucking... It was delicious. Apparently, it was rum.
No, I'm just not into
Sophia, it. Sophia, it was delicious. I swear to you, it was juice. It
really?
Was watermelon juice.
I just always opt for a vodka base.
Yeah.
Just get me a porn star martini.
Well,
I'm absolutely fine. I'm not picky.
The safest option is a porn star.
Like absolutely.
That, like, tried and true, safest option is that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too strong, depending on where you go.
Mm-hmm. I got a porn star recipe from a waitress, actually, last weekend.
How did that go?
Yeah, it went pretty well.
Nice.
I thought, yeah, let me grab the... Well, she just seemed like a really cool girl. And I was with this date and I was like, yeah, let's get a recipe.
Nice.
You know, like, just a good time, guys.
Little cocktail making session.
Just a good time,
really,
to be
honest.
Really
quite nice.
So we agree with the poll. No, it does not give us the ick.
Definitely doesn't give me the ick.
Do you know what I did see whilst we're on X? I saw this thing last night and this girl said that she was signing up for this new dating app.
Oh my God.
And she was like, and for the dating app, you had to like it was like, please provide like your passport or your driver's license, to like, oh so gosh, that we can like verify you as a person.
You see, I love that. And that's what all social media accounts need,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. And she was saying, she was like, and then like the thought of like a guy like rummaging around his house finding his passport to like scan in a dating app gave her the ick. And then she's like, I just didn't sign up.
Oh, bless him. I think that's so sweet. He's like, I need to find love so bad.
Where's my passport? But I understood her point.
Mum, where's my passport?
Mum, where is it? It's in my top drawer.
I honestly couldn't locate my passport today if I tried.
Oh, mine's on my windowsill.
My mum must have it.
God, where's yours?
I think Angie's got it at home. I don't have it.
You don't have it?
No, it's not in my flat.
Oh, it's in my house.
I think Angie's got it.
I hope she has.
Dear Lord, I pray.
I could do with a new one. My picture's very...
My picture, I swear I'm 16. I swear to God I'm 16.
You look nothing like your image.
Literally. And I'm like,
I'm surprised they let you through.
Me too. Even when like we're giving it for fucking drinks and
drinks,
stuff. I'm like,
yeah,
that literally... I look like a fucking fetus.
Literally.
Like an actual child. So
do I. I've got like dark hair, these
no,
massive
but you
eyebrows.
Look... the same, like for me it's like pre-lip filler,
you look different.
I actually look different. Like I actually look very young, right?
Maybe we should update our passport pics.
Right, so what do you expect a man to do on the first date? Let's do a bit of role play.
What do I expect a guy?
So what are we like, if we're wanting a successful date, what are our expectations?
Listen guys, my standards have now been raised for first dates.
Right, absolutely.
Because
as
in the last single files,
as they
if
should.
You guys listened to it, I had like quite a few bad days. I was like, oh, fuck this. Like, I'm getting a bit sick
Sophia
of it.
Sophia was getting, she hit a wall.
I was like, I'm trying to put myself out there. Yeah. I'm dating people like out my comfort zone.
Right.
I'm seeing what's out there, which is what I wanted, just to like, you know, see different people.
Right.
But these dates, I was like, oh, like I'm just like not blown away. Like I'm not feeling that connection.
Right.
Like, and I think also part of that was due to like the actual arranging of the date and the planning of the date.
Right, which wasn't sexy.
Which wasn't like
oh, absolutely. It was almost this kind of like they couldn't be asked.
Right.
It was like, well, what are we doing Friday night then?
Right.
Because I don't need, you can't tell me on the day. Like, I want you to have told me on Tuesday
right.
that you've booked somewhere for 8 p.m. and then we've got drinks after
they're
here and here.
Me, oh, what
do you want to do? No,
yeah,
it's
like,
not about.
What do you want to do? Like, blah, blah, blah. But then I went on this date.
Absolutely.
And this guy was literally like, booked this, 8 o'clock, I'm coming to pick you up.
Oh, done.
Guys, all I had to think about was what I was going to wear. That was all. And I thought,
that's the key.
I thought that was such a small, like, it's such a small thing.
Well, it's not.
It counts for so much. Because I went into the state being like, oh my God, I'm really being taken out. Like, this guy's planned it. Like,
exactly.
He's done this, this, this. And I'm like,
the thing is,
so now my standards are just, they've been raised. That's what I expect
now. We're such planners. And also, when it comes to, like, nice dinners and going out, we like to know what the deal is before. Because, like, I book everything.
Yeah.
The thing is with me is, like, I book everything.
We're not last minute people.
Like, we make sure to plan our days. I like to wake up and know what we're
doing
all day.
Me too.
And just kind of like plan it out timing wise. So to not know is a stress
for
in
it
itself.
To be like 4 p.m. I'm supposed to be seeing you at 8 and
I don't know what's going.
I don't like it.
But yet you're still being all like, oh, what do you want to do? It's like when we don't know what to eat.
Mm.
I'd rather you just pick because I can't decide. You know,
just take control when the guy or when the other person just takes control.
Because right. Then the thing is, like, the next time I'll book it.
Right.
Like, I'll book it. I'll be like, look, I want to take you to this place I really like. I've booked it for 8. Mm. Then that's nice. It's reciprocated. The thing is, we like planning things. Shows that you care. It's nice to take them to places you like.
Absolutely.
But it would be nice on the first date to have a bit of control, hey?
Just be like, I'm sorting it.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to take you out. Thank you. Come and pick me up. Come and get me. Like,
thank you.
That's my standard now,
thank
guys.
You.
That's my standard.
Thank you. 10
eyes have been open.
I think what you've
realised...
I was
settling for way less.
What Sophia's realised...
Ooh.
...is that you dated quite a few different guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think what Sophia's realised is that... So, yeah, you dated a few different people.
Mm-hmm.
You
tested the waters.
You weren't really a fan.
No.
I think you've almost looped back round.
Oh, don't tell me that.
To just like, no,
my typical.
No, it's not your typical though. It's just like, there's a certain type of guy that you like and that's just what you like.
Right.
Like, they've got the same attitude, the same kind of control, the same kind of masculine vibes.
Mm.
And that's just what you've realised.
I tried other things and I thought,
yeah, that's just what you've realised. Like guys who do different things, like different jobs, like a bit more creative. Like,
right.
You tried it out.
I tried it out and it wasn't really.
And it wasn't for you. Mm. And that's what you've realised. That's what Sophia's realised in the whole year.
Incredible. I've learned what I like.
Literally.
And I feel like I'm not going to go on dates or like entertain guys anymore that I'm just like,
Not sure you're attracted to.
Yeah, because I was like speaking to people that I thought, oh, do I fancy you? I don't know. Like,
well, because there was the question, like, because we talk about it on the podcast all the time, like, can you become attracted to someone? So I think we were almost waiting for you to like become attracted to them.
Because there was, I remember this one guy, maybe from a few single files ago, and we spoke briefly, like very briefly, because like I'm not much of a texter. Spoke very briefly. I thought, oh, I don't know if I really fancy you or not, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But he seemed really nice and this and that. And I knew he was attractive, but I wasn't sure if I had that chemistry.
To him.
And then like, yeah, Chintzy was saying, you never know in person, like you might feel it, blah, blah, blah.
It's
and I was like, no, I don't feel it.
Right.
So for me, I feel like chemistry can't grow. But I know for some people think it does, but for me, I'm just like, for me, I've learned that it's either there from the beginning
or it's not,
or it's
there.
Never going to happen.
I think we're of that stance now. Mm. I it can happen for other people, but I think for us,
for us, it's not happening.
Because it's like, well, it's like, where the fuck is it coming from then?
Right.
It's not already here. Where the fuck is it coming
right.
from?
Right. When's it going to show up?
What
are we waiting for?
What, the fucking fairy godmother's going to come down and fucking like shake her wand?
No.
It's just not going to happen, is it?
No, it's not going to happen.
So we've learned that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Baby. Right. Would you be pissed off if... So you were seeing this guy. You were like, oh, God, Brian, he's really nice, Chintzy. I like, there's just something about him.
Oh,
like,
wow.
He's really established.
Who is this Brian? When does he want to show up?
He's sexy. Mm. He's got a big rugged beard.
Oh, wow.
He dresses really nice. He wears like some jewelry. You know, it's quite attractive. I like men with jewelry.
Yeah,
A nice little gold chain that they just never take off.
Yeah, like a ring. I'm here for that. And I'm here for a necklace.
But not like black earrings.
No. We saw this guy on this
day. I think, do you know what gives me the ick? Black earrings.
Black.
You know when they have like those circle. Black circle earrings?
Yeah.
Like I feel like they were very sexy, like maybe when we were at school and like Keen and JC would wear them, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I think that Keen and JC, our life.
Yeah.
Oh my God, remember when we met Keen and JC?
Yeah, I fucking do. They were dreamboats.
Absolutely. God. We used to love, oh my God, where is Keen and JC now?
Still popping, still around. Yeah.
They're still making vids.
Yeah, they're still doing their own things.
With them.
Yeah.
So you're seeing this guy? He wears a nice gold chain. You know, he's got a bit of chest hair, really pumped up chest.
Oof, wow.
You're really
all
liking him, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you love him, but he always wants you to come to his.
Right.
And he never offers to come to you. He's not making the effort to come to you. It's always like, come
round. You come to me.
So you're the one who's putting in that travel effort,
uh-huh.
going to him.
Uh-huh.
And I think eventually it would wear out on you. Right? And you think, why the fuck do you not want to come to mine? I've got a lovely
flat.
So
what I'm thinking, like, do I know if you like me because I'm making more effort than you are type of
thing? Yeah, you're kind of getting pissed off that you're never coming to mine.
But
I'm always, it's like, come and see me for once.
Come and see me for once.
You'll never come to me. It's literally that.
You'll never come to me. Right, but here's the thing with this one.
It would piss me off.
No, I would rather go to you.
No, I'd rather you come to me.
Go on, continue.
Because thing is, like, especially in the beginning, I'm more comfortable in my own space.
Mm.
This is my own space. I'm almost in control. It's like, I can be like, do you want a glass of water, mm-hmm. even just a simple... Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I get it.
I feel more comfortable in the beginning if you were in my space, because then, what, I'm going into a foreign space with someone I don't know that well, I'm thinking in the beginning, mm-hmm. and then it's like there's more things to be nervous about. Whereas, like, if you're coming into my space, that the only thing I've got to think about is...
Is it clean?
Is making sure it's clean, which should be. Mm. And just like us having a good time. Otherwise, I've got to think about, you know when girls get awkward, it's like you can't relax.
You're sat on the edge of the bed.
But it's like,
with
what if I
want
to go to
knee?
The toilet? Like, I just want to be able to go to my own loo right. and do my business in peace on my own toilet. Mm. I don't want to feel uncomfortable in like his toilet in the beginning. Why do you want to go to his? Tell me.
So I would rather go to the guy's house.
Why?
Because then, like, I can leave when I want to leave.
Okay, fair.
Like,
okay, you've got
I'm
a good
not
point
thinking
there.
About
you've got a
you,
good point.
Like, in my space. I'm not worried about, like, being... Right. Like, I don't really enjoy being a host.
Right.
I find being a host quite, like, stressful. And I find a host, like... Right. I'm not a natural host.
Right.
So I feel like if a guy came to my place... I'd be like,
you'd be more awkward with him in your space.
Yeah, I'd feel more comfortable if I was at his place. Because I'd be like, look, I'm just chilling. Like, if I want to go, I can go. Like, yeah, the whole bathroom thing, but like, whatever.
Yeah.
And I just rather them host me than me host
Fair.
Them.
As long as I was prepared. Because the thing is, if you're in my space, I've got all my clothes.
I know.
I've got all my fucking toiletries.
I know.
I've got all my
skincare. I'm thinking I'm just like going around for an evening.
Right.
Like,
okay.
I'm not going around for 3 days. I'm going around for a night.
I'm just thinking I'm a bit prepared.
Right.
You
but
know?
If it's like an arranged, you know, sleepover party,
yeah,
I'm going to bring a bag. I'm going to bring my Elemis cleansing balm, my Muslim cloth.
We're going to be prepared.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm going to bring my Chloe
perfume. I appreciate that leaving when you can. But it's like, what can I say when I want you to leave? Oh, I've got to.
That's what I mean. Like, if I wouldn't want a guy like hanging around my
hanging
space
around
and I'm there thinking like, when are you going to leave?
Right.
Like, are you going?
Right.
Like, I like to be in control of being like, I'm leaving now. Goodbye.
Like, I want to go home to my
right.
home now.
Like, I'm going back to my own
right.
bed.
No, I hear that. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That should have been the question of the week.
What
do
would
you
rather go to a guy's
coming
house?
To you or you going to them?
But I do think, you know, I think when you get more like I'm thinking like with my ex,
yeah.
I would always go to his.
I know, I'm actually thinking about that.
Always go to his. He would never come to mine.
Yeah. And would that piss you off?
No.
No.
I'd rather go to his than him come to mine because... Yeah, I'd rather go there.
But what if you started feeling this? I'm thinking like, would you start feeling... So say you were inviting him to come round. I'm thinking now as adults, we've got our own places, yeah?
Right.
So I'm thinking, I'm seeing a guy, he's got his own place, I've got my own place, and I'm always going to you. So it's like a 25-minute drive. Well,
yeah.
I don't fucking know. Mm-hmm. Would we start getting pissed off over that? If I was like, come to mine tonight. And he was like, oh, babe.
Oh, yeah,
you come
because
to mine?
That's I'm a like, different thing.
Yeah.
If I was actively inviting you. If I was actively inviting you.
I'm actually really pissed
like,
me off.
Like, oh, like, do you want to come to mine at the weekend? Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and he's good. Giving you
and
shit excuses.
And he's like, oh, I can't, or then I'm like, right, well, that just feels a bit
rude.
Be,
yeah.
Like that feels like you don't want to make the effort.
Yeah.
If I'm actively inviting you
right.
and you keep saying no,
right.
and it's like, oh, can you just come to me instead?
Then how do
that
we proceed
feels...
from then? How do we proceed from then? So I'm seeing this guy who is all only just wants me to go to his and he's never coming to mine and he's giving me shit excuses. And I'm like, what is this effort?
Then I would say that if he said, oh, can you come to mine? I said, just be like, no.
Yeah.
Just say no, I'm not. If you want to see me, if you want to see me, you can come here.
Come
just
to
like,
mine for
oh,
once.
Like I can't be asked to drive. Like
yeah.
I drove like 3 times to yours
right.
this week. Like
just be honest.
Like no, I'm gonna chill here for the night. Like if you want to come round, you're more than welcome. But like I'm staying put.
Right. It's like I'm not fucking at your beck and call all the time.
No.
Literally. Oh yeah.
What am I? Literally a golden retriever.
Literally, you can come to me. I've got a fucking nice sofa and not a nice place.
I've got a nice TV.
I've got nice snacks
in
the fridge.
Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, whatever you want, sir.
Disney Plus Premium.
Mm-hmm.
Now TV, hey you.
Premier Access, Disney Plus.
Absolutely. You can watch Cruella de Vil for free.
For free.
I've already paid for it. I've also got World War
Z. I've got good Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got Godzilla.
Good bed sheets.
Good bed sheets. If you wanted to stay, if I want you to stay,
if I've invited you to stay, that's the next
smelly
thing.
Bum in my sheets.
That's another thing. Like, what if a guy came round and like you were like, okay, are you going to go? And then he's thinking that he's going to stay. Like, that's
right.
why I'd just rather go there. Takes it so much.
You're right. In the beginning,
it takes off so much of the pressure for me if I just go to you.
It's interesting. I would much rather be in my own space.
So interesting.
Like much rather it.
Wow.
Yeah. I just, I like hosting. I must like hosting then.
Yeah. No, you are more of a host than I am. Definitely.
I don't mind people being round. Like, as long as you're not fondling through my shit, obviously.
Mm. Rummaging.
What did I watch? Something. I watched something and she invited guests over and they were all going upstairs rummaging around a shit.
Come Dine With Me, if we were watching that.
Oh, that's what they do on Come Dine With Me anyway, though, isn't it? I'm like, get out my drawers.
Get out.
Isn't it in some of the scenes they're like rummaging around, they find vibrators and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm like, get out, you're on national TV.
I remember when my old boss, well, she wasn't like my boss, she was like a kind of like semi-boss.
Like a
she had a party at her house and people found her vibrator
that's
in her bedside
mean.
Drawer. It wasn't me, but people found it. No, but she was loving it.
She was loving it.
She was like,
okay.
I think she got it out. And she was like, guys, yeah, look at this. And it was more like the snooping. Yeah.
Fair enough to her. Mm, we should get some vibrator ads on here.
Yeah, we should.
That'd be quite fun.
Take things up a notch.
Trisha does them all the time on Frenemies.
Does she?
She always does Adam and Eve ads.
Wow. Adam and Eve, if you're listening.
And she like sits there and describes, you know, what each one does.
Wow, that's quite graphic.
Yeah. Well, she uses them on her OnlyFans, isn't it?
Oh.
I imagine. Not that I check.
Not that I'm subscribed.
Not that I'm subscribed. Maybe I am. Eh? Baby.
Okay, so let's talk about like getting closure after like some situationships, like things coming to an end, like things not progressing fully the way you thought they were gonna.
The thing is, like the issue is if you don't want a boyfriend,
like do you think you need closure in able to like in order to be able to move
depends.
On? If you were like ghosted, for example, after a situationship,
I think I'd be hurt.
Do you think you need closure?
It depends how deep it got.
Okay, well, let's say you were...
Because don't fucking... I'm sorry. Where is your respect for me? That's where I'd put it. Mm. I think it's like a respect thing. I'm like, so you don't care about me at all to just give me a decent... It takes 2 seconds, Brian. Mm. It would take you 30... Voice note it. Voice note it.
30 seconds.
You know? Do not just ignore me.
Have you seen on WhatsApp now with your voice notes, you can... double the speed so that the people can just talk fast.
You're fucking joking.
You can just tap it and it goes from like 1.5 times 2 and just make them talk quicker.
Right, so Brian, it takes you 30 seconds to give me a voice
note. I can listen to it in 15 now.
I can listen to it in 15. I can get that information right into me and then I can block you and move on with my life, right? So don't ghost me. I think it's rude. Would I want closure? If you already ghosted me, then no, maybe I think we just stay in our own lane, we act unbothered and we just, you know, rise up. What are you meant to do? But like, oh, where are you?
Where's my closure, Brian?
No,
where's my closure?
I'd rather just like, if you've genuinely ghosted me after we've been seeing each other for like 3 months or something.
That's harsh.
Because a situationship to me, they go on for quite a while.
A situationship
it's
for
like,
me
we're
is
like on
several
that
dates.
Yeah, me too.
You've probably slept together.
Oh,
it's got intimate.
Times,
That's a situationship to me.
And like, it's borderline like, what are we doing here?
You're basically in a relationship. You just not had that conversation.
Right.
That's what a situationship is to me.
And
yeah.
That to me is like two single people who are kind of like, oh, do we want boyfriends? Do we want girlfriends?
Right. Are we going to make it official?
But we're kind of like catching feelings and we're kind of, you know, doing things boyfriend, girlfriends do. And then you ghost me.
Do you know what
when
is interesting?
When I probably opened up a bit of my soul to you, you know?
Do you know what is interesting? One of my friends was seeing this guy.
Yeah.
On their second date, he asked her to be exclusive.
You're joking.
And she was like...
Whoa. But how intense were these fucking dates?
Well, they had one date and then they slept together on the second date.
Right. And then after that, he was
and
like,
and then
that's
he
it.
Was like, I want to be exclusive with you.
God, take
and
a
like,
minute
she's
to breathe.
And she's like newly single as well.
Take a
so
minute
So she
to
was
breathe.
Like... Oh my gosh.
That is so
So what would you do in that situation? She agreed. She was like, yeah, okay. I was like, what? I was
well,
like,
yeah,
you're,
the
but
thing
you're
is
new
like,
and single.
In the moment, it's like,
how do
God,
you say no?
You want me? Wow, you want me? Absolutely, forever, together
Absolutely,
forever.
Absolutely, I'm yours.
Yeah. I think it would be chill in that circumstance to be like,
because
I really
they had
like
a whole,
you. They must have had two intense dates.
But they had a whole palaver because she was like, I don't know if I'm ready to be exclusive. Like, I want to go and date.
Was she saying that to him?
Well, I told her. I was like, why didn't you say to him? Because she had a date planned for another, like, the next week.
All you've got to do is be honest. Because then as long as you're honest, you're not lying to anyone.
But she was, so she told him, she was like, look, like, I know we've had, like, some great dates. And I know, like, we spoke about being exclusive and things. But, like, I'm sure you can appreciate, like, from my position, I am so newly single. I've just come out of a long-term relationship. I used to live with this guy. I'm now newly single. You're basically the first guy that I've dated.
Now you're my boyfriend, essentially.
And now I'm like...
When you're exclusive, it's your boyfriend.
Right. So she said, she was like, I'm going to just put all my cards on the table. Like, I do have a date like next week. Like, I feel like I'm doing myself a disservice by not going.
Honesty is the best policy.
Right. But then he, in response, was like, oh, like, well, if that's the case, like...
He left it.
Yeah.
No balls.
I'm like, what? So you've got a bit of competition and you can't handle it. You've been on two dates.
We don't even know each other yet, babe.
I said that was a red flag. I think if he's asking to be exclusive after two dates, I thought, that's not right. Something's not right there.
Like, at least...
That's too intense.
Give it 2 months.
Right? I don't know. What is the time frame?
At least give it... No, I mean, the thing is, like, look, there's no time frame. Look, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. If he was feeling it, he was feeling it, clearly.
But two dates, I'm sorry. Bizarre. Exclusive.
But it's like... Bizarre to me that he'd just leave. I thought you really liked me.
Right.
Thought you wanted to lock me down.
Right.
And now you're just saying, oh, it's all right, leave it.
Never mind then.
What do you mean, leave it? You're weird.
Weird.
You're just weird.
Anyway.
If someone did that to you, I'd be like, that's weird.
Weird.
Like, that's just weird. Mm. Give me a chance. Mm. Especially if you knew my situation.
Yeah.
It's like, let's just take it, but let's give it 2 months.
Right.
Fucking 6 weeks.
What were we even talking about? Oh, getting closure. Well, getting closure after.
Right.
I feel like I...
I think at this point, I know you're a big fucking ghoster, but no, she's not really. But if we were actually seeing someone for like 3+ months...
Oh, I would never ghost.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's what I'm saying.
I'm ghosting people after one day. Yeah. Like, I don't want to see you again.
That's
goodbye.
What I'm saying. So it's like, we would owe that person an explanation.
If I'm going, here's my stance on it. If it's one date, I can ghost you, that's fine.
Oh yeah, for sure.
If it's more than
especially
one date...
Especially if you only like talked for one day as
right,
well.
If it's been very
get
brief,
grip,
I'm ghosting you. Get a grip.
Grip.
I don't owe you fucking
also,
3 paragraphs.
Also, I can follow you on Instagram. It's
yeah,
not that deep,
don't
please.
Come for me asking me why I haven't followed you.
Just take a deep breath
I'm allowed
and move
to unfollow
on.
You if I don't know you.
Right.
But if I've been on more than one date, yeah, I'm going to give you an explanation. I'm not going to ghost you.
Yeah.
Likewise, like I would like, I like a bit of closure.
I'd appreciate just to know what's going on.
I like
on.
Things to like come to a solid end.
Right. And it's like, that's the end of that
if
chapter.
If I've been seeing you, I need it to come to a definitive
don't fucking drag
full
me
stop.
On and keep me fucking lead mm-hmm. me on for like another 2 months.
I think
keep
mentally it's easy to be like, okay, the chapter is closed.
And I think we've grown. I think if you're like 18 and like someone like breaks up with you, maybe like when you've just been dating for a few months, kind of hits you really hard because you kind of feel, but I think we've got to the point where it's like we're so secure in
you kind
who
of
we are
like
and what we offer.
Like if you get
so
rejected,
you're not for everyone.
Like we've been rejected, like and you kind of take it less personally.
For sure, it's not personal.
Like, I kind of think
suppose
like
it is kind of.
I have a cry about it, and then I'm like, do you know what? Fuck you. Like it's it, you
is,
don't
it's,
take it when you're younger. You take it so much more. Like oh my god, it's me. There's something wrong with
me.
But now I'm like, I'm fucking great. There's something wrong with you. Why would you not want me?
When you know who you are, you know what you offer. You know what you bring to the table. You know you're secure. I don't actually need you. I did just want you.
And that's what makes dating even more like enjoyable because you're not seeking these dates
for validation.
Oh, I hope he likes me. Like, no, do I like you? That's what I'm asking. Do I even like you?
Literally.
I don't care if you like me.
So it's like, I'd rather you actually leave.
If you're not into it,
instead of you carrying out this, you know, half-assed weird relationship where you don't even really like me that much, and then you're wasting my time, you're wasting your time in the same time. Mm. So it's all good for everyone, really. Just keep on moving through
the beat. Oh my god! Okay, so we have the best icebreaker for you guys.
Oh
so some of you were asking us like the classic, like, oh, how do we initiate? How do we make a move? Like we're all in bars now. We're all outside.
We're indoors,
sexy table of girls, like, oh, sexy table of boys, like, oh, do we go over? Blah,
I fucking
blah, blah, blah.
Love this shit.
So, and one of you actually emailed this in. I've seen it all over.
Right.
You use your AirDrop. So, like, what you do, guys, is
wow,
you, like...
2021, hey.
Use, like, just, like, get a black screen, like, write some text on it.
Unless you've got an Android.
Unless you've got an Android, yeah. But someone in the group will have an iPhone.
Yeah.
And just write on it something like, shout, like, whatever, like, if you're single.
Oh.
Like, let's just say for argument's
wait,
sake.
I think I saw it and it was like, raise your hand.
Raise your hand if you're
right,
single.
Okay.
And then, like, you put your AirDrop on it. You just send it to, like,
everyone
that pops up.
Yeah.
And then it's just, like, a funny, like, thing. Icebreaker thing. And then you can see them and, like, shout. And it's just, like, a funny... Rather than
I'd
being,
have to
like,
be drunk for
hi,
that.
Blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So if any of you haven't done that, please do it. Because it's so fun. And it's just, like, icebreaker
vibes.
vibes. Rot.
There's nothing worse than like you fancying a guy or a girl and then you finally approach them or something like, I've actually got a, right. a relationship.
Like we sent a shot like to someone. We sent a shot to a guy one time. Ago. Then he came over and was like, I've actually got a girlfriend. And we were like, But we were like, but you took the shot.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't have took the
like,
shot.
Like if that was my boyfriend and a girl.
Sent him a drink.
Sent you a drink. Send it back.
Don't drink it.
If you take it, you're showing me.
There was a note on there with a number and a
note. There fucking was, wasn't there?
And he drank the shot and he had a girlfriend.
And his girlfriend was pissed off, rightly so.
Rightly so, I would be as well.
I commend you.
You should have sent that drink back, sir.
He literally should have sent it back.
Should have said, oh, please tell them I've got a girlfriend, like they can have the drink.
Because the thing is, like, if guys were trying to send us drinks and we weren't interested or we had boyfriends, we'd send them back. It's because if you're accepting the drink, then you're almost accepting them to come and talk to you and converse with you.
Invite them over.
Yeah. Or like you're going to go talk to them. Like that's what, just it's like a, what's the word? It's like the first little,
like a little opening.
It's a little peace offering.
Right.
Olive branch, almost. Yeah, that's it. It's a fucking olive branch.
Yeah.
If you accept it, you're letting them in.
Right.
Send it back. Anyway.
But that is another good tip. Send guys drinks. Girls. Everyone this weekend, if you see a hot guy, I want you to send him a drink.
Send them a shot of tequila. Send them like four shots.
Just the cheapest shot. Write a little note and just put your number on it, maybe your Instagram.
So cute.
And just say like, hi, blah, blah, blah. And maybe just put like in brackets, sorry if you've got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Close bracket.
So cute.
But like, here's a shot, like,
and then he might give you a cheeky smile. Oh, it's kind of cute if he gives you a cheeky little wink. And then cheers to you across the bar. And then give him 10 minutes. He'll get up.
Yeah.
He will walk
he'll probably
over to you.
If you put your number on there, he'll probably message you and be like, hi. Like,
oh my God. Like, it's the mysterious guy in the navy shirt over the way. I've got a little, I'm the one with the little gold chain on and the big fat watch.
That's me in the corner.
Yeah, me with the big beard. With the big bulging muscles. Yeah, it's me.
That's my mission for you guys this weekend, please. Send someone a shot.
Do it. So fun.
And on that note, guys, have the best week. We're back next week.
Fun single times, guys.
Yep.
Fun single times.
Have some fun at the weekend. And
yes,
we're going to finish on a quote. And this is just the vibe for the rest of our lives. Do you hear me?
Close your eyes, everyone. Take it in. Close your eyes.
I would rather adjust my life to their absence than adjust my boundaries to their disrespect.
You fucking disrespectful twat. Get out my life.
Let me read that again.
Close your eyes, everyone. Just take a deep breath.
I would rather adjust my life to their absence than adjust my boundaries to their disrespect.
You disrespectful twat.
The standards are set, guys. And
the
they
standards
are not
are high.
Coming down.
Don't ghost me. Give me respect.
Absolutely.
Or
take me out for a first date. Pick me up.
Actually, ghost me. Please.
She don't know what you want.
Please. Actually, just ghost me. Good riddance.
No, just don't talk to me in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah, don't even waste my time.
I'm booked and busy. Not got time for you on the calendar, Steve.
I've not got time for you.
So, guys, have an amazing week.
Have
a lovely weekend. We'll see you next Wednesday. Emailing your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
And follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Love you.
Have a good week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.